Well, I think something that I've seen working in Afghanistan and in Sudan and others is seeing roads connect communities, connect markets to enable people living in difficult areas to sell their crops for higher prices, to get access to maternal health clinics for children to be able to get to schools. We really see them as a critical part in rural development and rural community improvement.
The problem is they're extremely expensive.
Well, there's been some interesting studies done by the World Bank and others that the investment in transport infrastructure is one of the highest returns on investment for a global community, for its economic development. When you look at the cost of bad roads, it means that you've got vehicles that are breaking down, you've got crops that die and wither in the fields, you've got farmers that can't get access to markets. Really, there's an enormous cost to not having this kind of access. And even some of the studies around women dying in childbirth because they can't get access to maternal health clinics, it makes an enormous difference for a community. So I think, you know, when you take into account those areas, there's an enormous cost for not having that kind of access.
It's still difficult, though, isn't it, to encourage investors to put their money forward for these big, big projects?
The roads that UNOPS really focus on are really around sort of rural access roads, so tertiary and secondary roads, where we can make a real difference for somebody on the ground. And so I think the other thing that we really look at is the kind of the operations and maintenance of those roads. We see that the money that's spent in maintenance has a huge difference in not having to build a new road. And so that's where we really work with governments and institutions, you know, ministries of public works and transports and so on, to put in that kind of maintenance and operations capacity to make sure that any investment that is done is for the long term and not just for the short term.
How central to the debate on the post-2015 development agenda do you think roads will be?
Well, I think that's up to the global community. What I can say from my own perspective is that we see an enormous benefit in rural areas for access to roads and the ability for communities to connect, governments to provide services, markets to sell goods. It's clearly a critical component, and what we do see is that many of the Millennium Development Goals and potentially the post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals have a better chance of being delivered if there are that kind of road and transport network to get those kind of results.